on the back burner. Maybe young people have not heard the phrase on the back burner, but for those of us who have been around for a few more years, we have heard and probably used these words. On the back burner, meaning there is something that I intend to do, but have not got around to doing it. Or perhaps it is something that has been started, but for whatever the reason, it is on the back burner until a more suitable season of time and circumstances to complete it. This fits to a T the case of the Pharisees and scribes. After Jesus had first spoken in the synagogue, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." Before that service had ended, Luke says, "So all those in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath and rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him to the brow of the hill on which their city was built, that they might throw him down to the cliff. Then, passing through the midst of them, he went his way." Later, after Jesus had healed the man with the withered hand on the Sabbath, we read, "But they were filled with rage and discussed one with another what they might do to Jesus." That is how it was with the enemies of the Lord. Cooking all along on their back burner was how they might destroy him. In Luke chapter 11, Jesus cast out a demon from a person. After this miracle, everyone should have been filled with joy and praise to God, happy for the person who once was mute but now could speak. But instead, some of them said, "He cast out demons by Beelzebub, the ruler of the demons." They could not deny that a miracle had been done, but blinded by envy and hardened by rage, they have nothing good to say. Instead, with a heart full of hate, spills out of their unmuted mouths blasphemous words of accusation, slander, and lies. They lied on Jesus. This hatred that was once on the back burner moved closer to its desirable goal of swaying the multitudes from marveling at Jesus' words and work to the point where they would cry out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" However, the Lord God, the Almighty, as it were, has a back burner too. The writer of Hebrews says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he, Jesus, also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage." Behind every work of the devil is the hand of Almighty God. He is always at work, even when we cannot see nor understand, causing all things to work to his glory. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. This is Velma Sanders with God's Word Alive, godswordalive.net. This article was first published in the Omaha Star, February the 19th, 2021.